will find my
woman.
She will find my
woman, my woman.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your questions to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenicta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101 and charge free food, hot dogs or whatever, not make any money. Who would do that? That's ridiculous. So, the whole thing is to get your car stolen, and that's wrong. Okay? So, let people know. Get rid of safety check. Get rid of the VIN number on the sticker. The one by the windshield in front of the driver, put a little black card in there to block off the VIN number. Okay? Because that also can be used. If you remember back the old days, folks, the VIN number was in the door jamb. You had to open the door to see the VIN number. Okay? So, you'd have to break into the car to get the VIN number. But today, the manufacturers want the car stolen so you can come back and buy a new one. All for the money. So, check it out. Okay? Tire pressure. We're talking about tire pressure. My friends from Waianae got a flat tire. And they were stranded waiting for AAA. I told them, hey, put slime in the tire. You know, a little bit of slime. So when you run over a nail or whatever, the slime will seal it. You'll never have to worry about it. Don't put a lot, just a little slime into each tire and you won't have a flat. They use the slime in bicycles. You know the bikes that they use for racing cross country? Think about it. They don't have a spare tire. And you get a flat tire, what you gonna do? Walk the rest of the way? I don't think so. So they put slime in those tires on the bikes, and that's where slime came from the bikes. So that's why you don't see them flat on the side of the road. So put it in your car tire, and you will never have a flat. Good, yeah? But buy it on Amazon.com. And you can get it with that little air compressor. You plug it into your cigarette lighter and you can inflate your tire. Very reasonable. The little air compressor. So you don't have to go to a service station to get air. Now you just get a little thing out and pump it up yourself. Okay? So. Anyway, that's the tip, so you don't get stranded. Give us a call at 888-5204. I wonder what happened to Dean. He don't call in. He must be on last week's schedule, thinking that there's no more show anymore. But I did talk to him the other day, and I told him we're back on again. So he was happy about it, but I don't know.
It wasn't working on the internet, but it's working now.
Oh, it's not working on internet?
In the beginning. It is now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. For those that listen on the internet, we're back on thanks to the radio station working a great deal for us. So we're back on for this month, and that's a good sign. So thanks to the radio station. What's our call number here? K108? Oh, KWAI. Oh, okay. It's big right there in front of me. But Kwai Vision. KWAI. Thanks to that radio station, we're on there. I got a call, when was that? Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And the station owner said, hey, he worked a deal for us, and I couldn't turn it down. So
I, much like Rolling Bob, had other plans today until the phone call. Yeah. But I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that you're back, George. And we're, on behalf of the radio station, we're certainly very pleased to have you back and welcome back. And I hope this goes on for a much, much longer period of time.
Yeah, I hope so, too, because a lot of my seniors that, you know, it's a ritual. They listen every Saturday, have lunch, and or they listen first and then they go to Zippy's. Because I see them at Zippy's and they're always telling me, oh, wow, that's cool. I said, yeah. So then I saw them at Zippy's.
So you gotta go back to Zippy's and tell them that you're back on then.
Oh, no, I saw them at Shintani's place and this. I told them we're back on again, so they were really happy.
Mm.
Yeah, so anyway, yes, we're back on. The bad roads are still there, but we're back on the radio. So anyway, you can give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. So anyway, for those that just got onto the internet, be careful when you fill gas and using a credit card. There's scammers using a device on the gas pumps to pick up your credit card number and start to charge on your credit card. So be careful. Okay? It's recommended better to use the building, go into the building, the convenience store, and have them register the pump from inside. Okay? But still, you know, so much scamming going on. It's not funny. It's really scary. So I was talking to Celine Steve, and I told him, yeah, maybe safer to use money. You know? It's getting to that point now. Because you can be walking around and they can have this scanner that picks up your credit card number from your purse or your wallet. So, what else? Anyway, it's terrible. So, be careful, okay? Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? A lot of people have this check engine light coming on the dash. And a lot of times, it's the gas cap. Okay? The gas cap gets old, it doesn't seal good, and it causes the check engine light. Well, don't go down to Napa and buy a new gas cap. Go to the dealer. The aftermarket at Napa or O'Reilly or wherever, a lot of times those gas caps are not good sealing. Okay?
That's what just happened to my car.
Your gas cap?
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't want to seal.
So where did you get your gas cap from?
I bought it on Amazon.
Oh, good.
But it's the Lexus one, so...
Good.
It's good. No.
Yeah. Because I had a customer that bought three. One from O'Reilly, one from Napa, and one from, what's that other place, that other store? And all of them didn't work. So, waste money. They went down to Toyota, got the Toyota gas cap, put it on, perfect. Okay, so, what else is new? You know, for brakes, I recommend using Akebonos. They're good brake pads. Okay, brakes is safety. Don't play around with El Cheapo's for breaks. Hope for the best. Because it might not be your life, but it might be somebody else's life. Okay? Oh, here's another thing. When you're walking on the sidewalk, especially at night, make sure the car that goes into the driveway is away from you. And watch that vehicle. The other night, a person almost got run over because the guy zoomed into the driveway and was reversing out, almost running over the people on the sidewalk. He wasn't looking. So be careful. Okay? You don't want to be dead right. You want to be alive wrong. If you know what I mean. Okay? So, be careful. Give us a call at 888-5204. I wonder what happened to Dean. Got 3 Dean. Anyway. A lot of people are taking advantage of handicap stickers. We had this issue before, and it's coming up again. Now, if you notice, the parking meters are used, they're accepting credit card. The reason for that, I found out from the parking meter guy, the reason they went to credit cards, okay? It's going to cost you $3 an hour to park. And think, the guy said, if it's all coins, how many coins you going to have to carry to pay the meter for 1 hour? Another thing is, if everybody's putting in quarters, the guy got to come around and collect the quarters more often. So that's why the mayor changed it to credit cards, because it's easier to use your credit card in the parking meter and not have to carry that many coins. So
I hope they're not going to put the scammer on that one.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, they can put the scammer on that. Wow. What else going to happen to us?
Hello.
Okay, so I don't like that parking meters. And, you know, you're the people of Hawaii. You pay enough already to live here. Why they have to scam you for parking meter? The next thing they know, you know, they're gonna tax you for walking on the sidewalk. That's you, Bob. Okay. What do we have?
We got Celine Steve on the line.
Oh, your ear was buzzing, huh?
Was your ear itchy?
Huh?
Was your ears itchy?
Yeah, I guess so. No, I figured, okay, well, welcome back again. I can say that's good news for everybody. But I swear that the first time you mentioned the phone number was the wrong number. I must have called like three different places and like, oh, wrong number. Who's this?
Oh, no.
I got listened dead, I think.
I think so.
But I finally got it because I tried to call the old station number. I mean, your 524, whatever that old number was.
1080.
And they just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. So I'll put the new number in my phone for that one.
Oh, that's good.
Glad you're back. Glad you're back online again. And, I mean, on the radio. And, so at least you can continue to have fun stories from me. How's that? But no new incidents, so I'm okay. But, thing is that...
We wanted you to explain about that tape on the gas pumps.
Oh, yeah. I went to Shell in Kailua. And I pulled up to the pump, and then I looked in where the keyhole thing is. And they have a red tape that's on top of the, it's a printed red tape. And it says, if this seal is broken, do not use the pump. So evidently they must know that, some of the people are getting the key, and they must be putting what they call a skimming device.
Oh.
not a scanner, it's a skimmer, is what they call that device. It plugs in between the two circuits, and what it does, it has a chip on it, and it records the credit card information.
Mm.
It's called a skimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, so if you see, when you pull up to the pump and you look at it, if there's a red tape, it's kind of like a clear red tape that's on there, and it has wording on top. And if you read it and you see that if the seal is broken, it says, do not use the pump and report it.
Mm.
So that's a good thing. I hope that they do that at all the stations.
Yeah.
And
You cannot remove the tape?
No, if you try to open the door or you try to remove the tape, the tape will tear. You know, just like your safety check sticker. Your safety check sticker or...
Oh.
If you try to remove it or whatever, it tears or flakes off and things like that or gets damaged. That's exactly what it must do, I think.
Are you sure you cannot remove the tape and put it back?
I'm not sure if all, but I think that's a good device anyway. So if it looks like it's been tampered with or it's coming off or flaking off or, you know, lifting,
Don't use it.
Maybe something happened to it, yeah? So,
very good.
Be safe and sorry. Because, you know, the crooks nowadays, they're not stupid. They're smart. They go where the money is. And credit cards are so easy to, you know, once they get that information, they can actually, they have a device that they can actually load that information onto any kind of card that has a magnetic strip on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a copy of your information on like a blank card with the magnetic strip in the back. Then in turn, they go any place and they can that doesn't require your signature or ID card. So they usually use it at gas stations or self-service, checkouts, you know, say like Home Depot or
Costco,
places like that. Yeah, you know, that don't require, or places that have, you know, they just run the card, they can swipe the card through and they don't require you to have
they do it themselves.
Signature.
Yeah.
So, you know, places, a lot of times nowadays, you go to a market or someplace, you know, if it's not more than $20 or $30 or whatever, they don't require it.
Steve, we got two more lines going.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
We have Gina from California.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay.
I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions, but my girlfriend called me and said that you were going to stay on the air, and I was so happy to hear that. But I wanted to ask you about, I have a 1991 Lexus, and the power steering fluid going is leaking, and I just wanted to find out, do you think that's a really big job to change it, the hose that goes from the power steering fluid to the, the power steering, the pump.
Try using AT205 first.
Where would I put that?
Into the power steering reservoir.
Oh, where you pour it in, where it says minimum and maximum?
Yeah. Try that first.
That should take care?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling.
I'm on the air again. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.